Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Pei Ches. Picking it up, top of the page, on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, last Mishnah in the Perek. Here we go. Klei Halach, Mekachin Es Halach. You have Kalim that is specifically set aside for liquids will be Makdish, since they're liquids. Midos Yavish, Mekachin Es Yavish. And those Midos, like measures, type of utensils that are designated for things that are dry and solid stuff are going to be makadish. Things that are dry and solid. Ain kli alach makadish is a yavish. V'lo yavish makadish es alach. Klei hakodesh and nikvu. If you have klei kodesh that were punctured, like a neck up made a hole in it. Imos imhen me'ein malachtan shay osen behein shleimim. If they could still be used for some sort of function that they have been set aside when they were whole, mekachim makadish v'imlav im makachim. It's not that I makachim. V'kulam im makachim ela makodesh. All of them are makdish or makadish. They can only be makadish something in the azara. That's the only place. Amar Shmuel says Shmuel lo shana ela midos. They taught this only in reference to measures that are designed for fluid. Ava mizrakos makachim, but mizrakos are known as basins. Rashi says, "Avagav the kli alach ninu mekachin yavish." So when it comes to mizrakos mekachin, shenemar shneim meleim solas, because it says about them, both of them filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a mincha. So that's going to work for both.
Amar lei Rav Achami Difti Leravina mincha lachahi, but the mincha that's brought in this pasuk is moist. Right, because it says mixed with oil. So Akash will learn from here that you know, something that's set aside for liquids can do even things that are dry, even solids. Amalei, it says back to him, nah, lo nitzdercha, ella leyavish sheba. The pasuk is necessary only in reference to dry things within the mincha. It's impossible for flour and oil, which comprise the mincha carbon, to be mixed perfectly. There are definitely going to be dry packets of flour that are going to remain untouched by the oil, but the basins sanctify the entire carbon, including the packets of dry flour. So therefore, the basins designed for liquids have the capacity to be makadish even things that are dry, the dry solids. Or you could say that mincha legabi dam ki yavish tami. A mincha, which is moist, is considered dry when you compare it to dam. And therefore, right, so and it's makdish by the silver basin, which is only used for dam. Since the basin had the capacity to be the kaddish, this mixture of flour and oil, that must have the capacity to sanctify even an absolute solid. Amar Shmuel Zog, Heilige Shmuel, Kli Sharis in Mekachin El Shleiman. A Kli Sharis, it's only going to work if it's Shalim, right? Not if they have like a hole in it and aren't able to be able to use like they originally are. Klishas and Mekachin Ela Shleimim and Mekachin Ela Maleim, that only when they are full, they gotta be full. I just call me Shehibahen Shior Shalim Hatzar Chadavar, whatever the thing is necessary. And Ein Mekachin Ela Mitochan, only from their insides, which the Gemara is gonna explain what that means. Var Malei, some say Mekachin Ela Shleimim Maleim Umi Bifnim. He's supposed to be Lashon Mitochan, he's Lashon of Mibifnim. And that means inside the Azara. That's inside the Azara. Says Rashi, Azara, El Bifnim. What's the difference between the two of them? Benayu, Beirutzei Midos. The difference between them would be the Beirutzei Midos are measurements that come over the top. That, you know, like when you pour things to the top, pour a little more, it can pile up above the top, and that a little bit is above the top over there. According to the first version, the kli is going to be kaddish only that which is inside the avir, the airspace that's inside the kli itself. According to the second one, it's going to be kaddish everything it's holding, even if it's above the rim, because you're inside the azara. Okay. B'masis tana im kachin el shleimum leim umitochan ubifnim. Right, it puts like all these categories over here. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shana ela shein dayt losif. Ay, this thing that a kli sharis is not going to be mekadesh until they're full. This lo shana ela shein dayt losif. This is only taught in the case where one doesn't intend to add
to the amount that's in the kli. Avodai to lohosif, it doesn't mind to add to it, right, to the amount that's in it, in the kli, so that it will eventually contain a full measure of stuff that's in it. Then Rishon, Rishon Kodesh, each amount that goes into it is going to be Kaddish immediately as it comes in. Tadim Yachiv, when Bryce supports it, Mileim, Pasuk says both of them have to be filled with fine flour. Ein Malein Elish Shleimim. The word Malein, filled, in this context, can only mean whole, that the Kli contained the entire measure that was necessary for it. Amar Yossi, Amasai, when does a Kli, Sharis, not sanctify, not Mekadis, less than a full measure? As much Ein Daita Losef, when you don't have in mind to go ahead to add to the amount in the vessel until it gets full. But Daita Losef, if you have in mind to do it, the Mishan Rishon Kodesh, like we just said, it gets Kodesh as it goes. Next part of Mishnah, Ein Kli Alach Mekadesh. Kli Alach is not going to be Mekadesh, something which is solid, and solid not going to be second. Solid is for liquids, solid is not going to work. Amar Avitei Ravasi, Ein Mekadshin Likariv. The Kelim don't Mekadesh something for which they were not designated to be used for Karbanos on the Mizbech. Mekadshin Lipasa, but they are Mekadesh it in order to passel it. It's Mekadesh it enough that if it, let's say, at that stage, leaves the klayim, the curtains, oh, you've got full yom goes that touches it, it's gonna passel. That it doesn't enough. Some taught some reference to the following brayso. You can't bring a mincha, unisachim, libations of wine, umichas behema, and that is a mincha that comes with the nisuch of the mincha that comes with the animal, ubikurim, or bikurim, first fruits, min ameduma, from a mixture that has truma in it, and ve'in tzarech lomer, you don't have to tell me that you can't bring these from me'orla, bekilei kerem, and from kilei kerem, kilayim, of the vineyard, the Mehavian, if one brought such a carbon and put it in the Eklisharis, Loki, it's not going to make out of shit. Amrav Vitein Ravasi, Loki, it's Likarif, it's not going to make out of shit to be that it's enough that you can bring it as a carbon now. Aval Kiddish Lipasal is Mekadesh enough that it does something to it that it can now, it's unlocked to become puzzle because of that. Tadu Rabbanon, Kli Kodesh Shenikfu, let's say I have a Kli Kodesh that it got a hole in it. Ein Matichan Osan, you can't repair by melting down that area. And vein matichan l'sochan aver, and you can't have lead that's melting into it. Nifkemu, if they got damaged, ein matichan l'sochan, they shouldn't be repaired. Sakin shivkan, a knife, they got, let's say, a problem with it, got a game called pugum. Ein mashchizin es pigimasa, it shouldn't be filed away, you can't, sharpen that knife over there. Nishmita, if the blade slipped out of the handle, ein machsirno, so you can't put it back to its place, back to the knife in the handle. Abashal romer. Second, Matrefus, I said, Mikdash, there was a knife, the base of Mikdash, that would make things into trefus. Rashis, Ahisa, Raka, Lifgom, Pigimos, Dakos, Tamid, and Matrefus, I caught you. We used to get these small nicks and make problems. Venimo, Ala, Kohanim, Gunozua. The Kohanim decided they voted on it and they not to use it anymore, and they put it away. Rashi explains the problem with fixing all these things like this, because they don't need a mashir. So in the base of Mikdash, you don't behave in such a way. You know what I'm saying? What do you got to do? Melt the whole thing down, get a new one, but you can't go ahead and fix it like little patches. Tana Rabbanan, Big Day Kahuna, Enos and Samay Samacha. They're not made through sewing, through needlework. Ela Maisa Orig, it's done through weaving. Shadar Pasuk says, Maisa Orig. And this galuv that became gross, like dirty, Emchapsen Lo Neser, Lo Benesev, Lo Ba'al. They can't be washed with these type of things. Neser and Ahal. These are types of things Rashi says that min kibos, like detergents, so shemavias agil, chineser. Okay. Haba mayim chapsin, so you say you can't do it with that, but you're allowed to do it with water? I mean, kind of funny thing to say. Says Rashi, bitumia. Kevan, the time of mishum de mechsi kanyas, who looks like poor here, mali neser, mali mayim, harinas gol of a kibson, kol shekin de chilo machvar. Since we say washing in a certain way is like, you know, it's beneath the dignity of it is, you know, it's like a poor thing to do, so there shouldn't be any difference whether the detergent or water is used. And washing with water alone should certainly be not okay, because water is not really going to clean so well, and poorly washed clean things are an even greater bizayon or a level of anias, as it says. Amar Abai al-Hikamiz means to say, hugu b'mayim, if they were brought to a point where only water was needed to clean them, chapsen esobanesavahal. then you could wash them even with Neser and Al, because they're soiled only to the amount that they can be cleansed, even just with water. You don't need something powerful, therefore it's not considered inappropriate to wash them, even with these type of things, and bring it back to the original glory of cleanliness. Beep, turn the page. Hugel and Neser Al, but if it got to a point where it got so dirty that it needs to have these type of detergents, then Afa Mayim and Mechapsa, you can't even do it with water. That you shouldn't wash them. These things shouldn't be clean at all, even if they can be cleaned with water alone. You don't behave in such a way. You know, when you're a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, you know, you've a little cup, plastic cup that throwaway cup that breaks. You know, fix it, whatever it is. You don't even have it in the first place. Got to make it nice. Tanu Rabban on Meil Kulot Shetchilas Hayi. The Meil, one of the things that Kohen would wear. That was entirely of tchelis, turquoise wool. Shenemar, chayasas mi'ila ifot kliot tchelis. Shulav, what about the hem around the tem, ketzad? How is that made? Maybe tchelis for argon with lashani v'shizurim. You would bring threads that were turquoise, purple, and scarlet wool and twist them together, V'osan osan kamin rimonum shalo pischu p'hem. And you make them like the shape of a rimon, pomegranate, whose mouths were not yet open. Right. Rashi explains that derech rimonim kisheshohin beilim, when they stand on the tree achar gemar b'shul, after they're totally ripe, mispatchin me'alehen kederech she'osin klipir gozen hachitzonos. They stand on the tree after they got ripe, they start to open up like the outer green shell of a walnut, and these rimonim, the hem of the meal, should look like those that have not yet opened up. Kamin konos shel kinosos shebreshetinokos, which is like the shape of the cones on the helmets of children's heads. Apparently, kids back in the day, when they used to fight, they put on helmets, and there's like this wicker type of helmet on top of their head, and attached to a type of cone-shaped object, and that's what it should look like. Maybe shivim u'shtayim zagin, you should bring 72 bells, shivim u'shtayim inbalin, that have 72 clappers, that inbal is the middle of a bell, the thing goes back and forth. Vitola behen, and hang the bells with the clappers within them. Shloshim mishishim b'tzadzeh, 36 on one side of the middle, shloshim mishishim b'tzadzeh, 36 on the other side. Vitosa omer, mishim b'yehuda, shloshim mishishim hayu, there were 36 in total, bells in total, shmona, 18 on one side, 18 that were on the other side. Amar Rabbi in Yanni Bar Sason, Kemachlokas Gan, just like there's a Machlokas over here, and about how many bells were on the Meil, Kach Machlokas Bar Maris Nagoyim, so too, there's the same Machlokas in reference to the number of Saraz things there are. How many things of Tzaraas there are? The time we learned the name Mishnah Maros Negayim, the Maros Negayim, Rabbi Dosa Ben Hurknes Omer Lamed Vav. He says that there are 36 Maros Negayim, and Akiva Ben Malal Omer Shiv Mishnayim 72. Right, it's the same Machlokas. It was 36 or 72. Vam Rabbi Inyani Bar Sasam Lamed Ismacha Parshas Karbanos Parshas Big Kuna. Why was the idea of Karbanos put right next to that of the big day kuhuna? Lomer l'cha, I'll tell you, my carbon is mechaperim, just like the carbon is mechaper, a big day kuhuna mechaperim. So too, the big day kuhuna also are mechaper. Kutonis mechaper es ha-shvichas dam. The kutonis, which is a tunic thing that the Kohen would wear, that's for murder. Shenamar v'yishchetu siri yizem yitmulu as a kutonis badam. Oh, the Rubenos died again. Right, this week's parasha, like the whole story about Yosef's brothers, that they dipped the coat into the dam, and they shechted a goat and dipped a tunic in the blood. Michnasai mechaper segila rayos. That's going to be okay. Shenemar vaselem michnasai bad lechasos b'sar erva, to cover the b'sar erva, the nakedness. Mitznef as mechaper segila zirach. That's going to be mechaper for gaiva. Minai we learn from Rav Chinin the yovel dover shebegova. Other thing that's worn on the head that's high, that's tall. Mechaper al gova, and mechaper for things that are high holiness. Avnit mechaper al hira aleiv. The belt is going to atone for the inappropriate thoughts of the heart. This is things like minus, heretical ideas. Hecha de isay, where, why? Because it atones for an avera that's in the area where it's placed. And that's where it's placed. Yeah. Choshe mechaper al dinim. The choshe is mechaper for mistakes in din. She never sees a choshe mishpat. You shall make choshen mishpat, a choshen of judgment. That's a choshen. Ephod mechaper al avodas kochavim, shenemar ein ephod u'trafim. Without ephod, there are trafim. Shofar, a type of avodah zara. And the pasuk is showing that when there's no ephod, then this avera of avodah zara is there. But when the ephod is worn, the shofar is mechaper. Me'il, mechaper lashon hara, minayin hadu minosam, or chenina, yavo davar shemekol, that's something that brings a sound because of the bells that are on it, and let it come, v'chaper al kol hara, v'chaper on a bad sound, that's lashon hara. V'tzis mechaper al azos panim, it says for being brazen, b'tzis k'siv, it says v'hayal metzach, metzach aron, b'azos panim k'siv, u'metzach isha zona hayalach, you had the forehead of a harlot, same idea of b'azos. And is it really true that the sins of murder and lashon hara are mechaper by the big day kahuna? Farmer Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi says, Shnei dvarim lo matzina lehen kapar v'kabanas. There are two things we don't find kapar for it. Matzina lo kapar v'mokam acher. We don't find them in kabanas, but from somewhere else. V'elu hein, these are them. Shvichas davin v'lashon hara. Shvichas davin me'egla rufa. It's mechaper for the egla rufa. And v'lashon hara miktores. Tani Rabbi Chananya, Minan the Ketores and Mechaperes, where do we know that the burning of the Ketores is Mechaper? Shanem Rav Yitin is Ketores, Mechaper is Alam. Like it says straight up. Vatani Rav Dori Mishmal. Amak Ketores Mechaperes, what's a Mechaper for? Al Lashon Hara. Yovodor Shem Bechashai, Mechaper Al Maisa Chashai. That's something that's brought in private. That's the incense. It was done in the inner Mizbeach, in privacy. Mechaper is something that's done in private. Lashon Hara is usually done in a private situation. It says Rashi, Shachashai, Shahir Levado, Sham, Kidnan, Porsin, Sabena, Ulam, U, Lemizbeach, Beshas Katar, Koshkin, Minahichal, Shanem, Bechal Adam, Lo Yeh, Beseder Yuma, Dugman Yuma. Kasha Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Kasha Shvichasam, Shvichasam, because we say that there is in the car, but I say it's not. Lo Kasha, Ha, Di Diaman Katle, when it says that the tunic is going to be Mechaper. It's talking about a case in which the one who killed him is known. We know it is, and ha deloy dia mankatle, and then with Agla Rufus we don't know. Idi dia mankatle, if the identity of the one who killed him is known, akadolo, then he should be killed. Until then, there's going to be no kapar. So why are you saying this is going to be a kapar for him? Right? Says Rashi, v'chol ma chol kamer de lo katle me'anshe dechsev v'la aris lo yichupar. It's not going to be a chupar. B'meizid, and for the Gemara, b'meizid v'lo asube. Talking about a case where he did it on knowing what he did, but they didn't warn him that he's going to be chayiv to be killed. In that case, he's going to be pater from being killed, and the community is now is mechaper of him through this tunic. The one that says incense is done is talking about when the lashon hara is done betzina, and ha b'farhesia, and this one said b'farhesia. That's when the meil is going to be mechaper if it's something which is done b'farhesia. Rashi says Yehudavar shebakol. Call Pamon and Mechaper love someone's been called, then they're going to do it. Hajan Allah Hamizbeach Mekadesh. Ain't the lalalai, ooh, in the lalalai, hey, milestone, my friends, for finishing the ninth parak. And you know what we do when we just say that Hajan Allah, this parak, let's go back quickly to that Pigimel. And what do we say there? We said Hamizbeach Mekadesh is a royal low. And with that, my friends, we're going to step over here and we'll show you all a great, great day.